inadequate. Because as the Lord opens his mouth to speak, he was giving the son, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. That blueprint is a son. Hallelujah. That you will ever need, and that is the only help that we will ever need from now to our own eternity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Pardon me, I'm not pretending to like the elder and most of the brethren here. Amen. Because I'm very British. I'm not a gentleman. So you expect a bit of movement today. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it was God that was giving the son to mankind. When he told Moses, come up here. Hallelujah. Of course, Moses at that point in time never understood what God was speaking about. Because at that point in time, there was a veil over their comprehension. Hallelujah. But God will give us a clearer picture later. When Jesus went up the mountain and transfigured, hallelujah, as he transfigured, the Bible says he was encompassed in a cloud, in a glory cloud, hallelujah, and the voice came out of that cloud saying, this is my beloved son, you are well pleased. Praise God, hallelujah. You know that the same cloud that entered the tabernacle when it was prepared? Amen? That's the same cloud that entered into the tabernacle when Moses prepared. The Bible says a cloud, the glory cloud, encompassed the tabernacle, filled up the tabernacle when it was completed. Hallelujah. So you can see it was the same message that God was trying to pass to mankind. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. What? What is he saying? When he says hear me, what is he saying? Is he speaking about Jesus in Jerusalem? Is Jesus in the sky? Is Jesus already to see? Yet, as the signs of your true identities. Yet, as the signs of the way you are from God's perspective. Praise God, hallelujah! Because that image that Jesus Christ displayed upon the mountain is actually the image that God generated you. Praise God, hallelujah. Of course, we know by now that image is not a man. That image is not one that is born of a woman. That image is not flesh and blood. That image has been from what? From the beginning, hallelujah. And God on the Lord's Day. The Lord's Day is a dimension. is an internal realm. It is the Lord's day. Hallelujah. You know why it's called Lord's day? Because that place is inhabited by the Lord and the Lord alone. Praise God. And you know that you are in the Lord? Do you know that you are in that body? You know where the body of Christ, many members, some people speak this, but they don't really know the practice of what they're saying. The whole mystery that Jesus Christ came to reveal is that we form one body, which is actually the body of God. Somebody said, "What? I'm with all my imperfection." Praise God, hallelujah. Are you trying to see that brother and that sister in there come out of God? Or is part of the body of God? Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God. Hear him. Don't hear your voice. Don't hear the carnal mind. Don't hear the voice that emanates from the system of religion. Because religion will only carry you around in circles. For what? For years. Ever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth that you are in this way. You go around in circles crying, repenting, born again, repenting, the new revival, oh, you are sinners, you are this, God is that, you go around, you will never come to a place where you know or receive the message that Jesus Christ wants you to have. Hallelujah. The time comes when we have to what? Move on to what? Perfection. What is perfection? Is perfection a good man? Has perfection not to do with being a good man? You see, also, I come to speak about good men. There's no such thing as what a good man. Forget it.
Amen.
Even Jesus himself. Somebody walked up to him and said, "Oh, good pastor, he told me who is good. Who is good?" I'm talking of Jesus in his humanity as a man. As a human being. In the flesh, but not of the natural carnal state. His perfection was once in the spirit. Father, glorify me with glory I had with you before this world was. I go to the Father. Praise God, hallelujah. Perfection is the moment right now to lay a hold on perfection. Many this morning about the plan of being cast down from heaven. Praise God. The great prince of God fights on behalf of, you know, the saints of God. And the plan of the devil was cast down from heaven. How did you overcome it? By the what? The blood of the Lamb. What was their testimony? And then the Lord of their life, your human life. See, praise God. The enemy will be to know that we are not human beings. The enemy will be to know that we are not actually flesh and blood. The moment we need to realize, unless we get to the moment we realize that we are pure spirit being, like our Father God, we will continue to suffer many things. Because one of the licenses, one of the things that I can go out and do what I want. But the more I focus on the Spirit and walk in the Spirit and confess the life of the Son of God in me, the more I realize a new heaven and a new earth. Praise God, hallelujah. It's all right now. Praise God. Christ in you, the hope of glory. This is the gift that God has given to mankind. When he says he has loved the world so much that he gave his only son, what he means to say, he has given you the revelation of the Son. Praise God. So that you don't continue to perish. You don't continue to go down into the world, into the mankind, into the dust. You know, your people are already in the dust, sinking far and far into death. Into the abyss, you know the abyss is. The abyss is an endless hill. Hold, which brings the darkness, continues for destruction. Praise God. And the moment we can lay hold on this reality, we can come out of this situation. Hallelujah. From years ago, when I was suffering, what I was feeling like this, my body, I didn't know what was happening to me. I felt myself growing. When I cried to God, you know, and immediately my wife, as I cried to Lord, my wife, Lord, my wife, and my wife saw a very big eye open. And the Lord said, "Son, open your eyes and stand up." Hallelujah. Remember who you are, stand up. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. He has brought you light, immortality, and life. Immortality and life is yourself. It's your true identity. Hallelujah. Because you are created in the image of God, you bear the very attributes of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are the expressive image of His glory. Anything you smart a man, that can see God. Now, God has given the grace of soul to help. See, God has, like I said, you know, over the years I was ashamed to say, but I would rather be to say that. God has taken me to a place which Paul called the 10 heavens. And I was able to see that actually, actually within all of these verses. You know? But people are not aware of this. Ephesians 10, chapter 4, it speaks about God in you, through you, or because there's somebody else in the world to read this. You can help me out with that. Ephesians chapter 4. Everyone be going to each other. And you are becoming more slow. I'm going to go to each other. First of all, I have to struggle with yourself. The traditional reader here, Ephesians chapter 4. Chapter 6. Of the first, can we read that? Okay. One God of all. When he was washing his feet, You know, we didn't practice. I didn't practice any vision. I just said, well, brother, I was hungry. I said, okay. Hallelujah. So you see, if I tell you what Abraham, not sure of Abraham. Abraham, see why I think she's not too comfortable. I'm going to eat like this or that. I put the revelation to this is our master. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't show me how to do it. I'm in bed before I'm out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. A time came when Abraham, you know, started his sojourn, started his, you know, his wanderings instead of his promise. Amen. I know Abraham went many years without that promise. Isn't it? At the age of 99, he was without that promise. He was what I was in circles. But you see, Genesis chapter 17 or 7, actually, it says Abraham came to a point where he met with the Lord, and the Lord told Abraham, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and do what? Praise God, hallelujah. Walk before me and be. Do you know that was the same gospel that Jesus Christ was? When he says, be you perfect. Because there's only one that is what? Perfect is God. Hallelujah. It means a new walk in the Spirit. You see, the word I shared last night, it's terrible now. She okay? You know, God would walk. He spoke about living in childish things, elementary things, childish things. When I was a child, I spoke like one child. When you walk as a human being, as a man, as a terrestrial being, you actually walk as what? Child. So the time comes in your walk when you don't want to move into perfection. Yes, they had the one, his father's day, which was what? is praise God. Exercising ourselves in the name of the Lord. Paul says, stir up a gift in you. Stir it up. Praise God. Confess this thing and walk in this thing. Hallelujah. As you confess these things, doors begin to open yours in your life. Hallelujah. Bondages begin to be broken. Hallelujah. Somebody says that he has problems with lust. Listen, and he's been scared that as he becomes body restricted, he'll make a way. All that is because he still feels. Is it true? You see, if you are not a truth, and the truth is what? What is the truth? Your identity is Christ in you. When you know your true identity, all these elementary things, what? You just dissolve. You look for them, you don't find them. Hallelujah. I want you to appear of crisis. I want to bear. I came back. I tell you. See. And I tell you what I do. First, I went to bear. And I came back. Hallelujah. For I tell you today that this message works. Walk before my face and what? It's a new walk in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But you are talking to me, I say, let me answer. Rabbi from their roots. Steve Coffin himself as Steve Christian. These are the ethnic pieces of Christ, ethnic things, shadows. They are looking for the world in shadows.
See the Lord, see that he is helpful.
hallelujah. I will see the congregation of God singing song, hallelujah. And God, I don't see any false anymore. In the New Jerusalem, they have eyes. The Bible recorded this clearly. That their eyes behold who? The Father God. The hands name of their Father, and they behold God, and what? They serve Him. Amen? You want to serve God? You better begin to look at God here now. You see, love God, and you love your own world, and you see. You know me. You know what's happened? You love God, and you don't want to. The local was not long simple. But it is true. He didn't come to make it simple. He came to reveal to us that it is simple. Don't you know that you are God? You are the temple of God. Don't you know? Now, if you are able to read the way Paul wrote that thing, 2 times in Corinthians, he wrote it with a kind of
flesh of blood, actually a conscience, a material conscience,
covered man. And an enveloped man. We are so, it's pure darkness. That you don't even see yourself. You think you know yourself, you don't know yourself when you're not as a man. You don't know yourself. You know when you see a dead man in the grave? That's how people are in this world. They are dead. Stone was dead. I am not. He was buried in the grave, you know. I thought this one is greater. This morning, early morning, outside, I walked into one town. I saw a whole church. Some 16 or something. And I saw the two of the outside, and I looked around, and I took pictures. I see graves of 16 something. I see the number. Just them, just get like that. That's how people dead. That's how Adam entered into the realm of the dead. Because in that state, you lose track of your true body, your true nature. You lose track because you are somebody that you can't come. See, being on an empty skin was the glory and the fullness of God. But someone from outside cannot see that. The Bible says we have heard of the long kindness of the Lord. God has removed his veil today so that we can be as part of life immortality. There's a bunch of God made his hands underneath this frame of healing. The God, the God is smelling the cross, all is dead, nobody dies. Nobody dies. When you come to a place, what do you know that? Because you believe in God, don't believe in death. You see, we are so held on to this life as human beings, we're so falling in love with this life, and this life is our own, and we do everything but we don't get it, and to maintain it. But Jesus Christ says, you must what? Live this life. It's your problem. So the hour comes when those who are in their graves will hear the voice of the Son of Man. And will begin to look up, you hear the voice of the Son of Man? This is the message that is being an awareness once more again among all of us. Praise God. So that we can once more shine as the morning stars. Praise God. You know when Job was suffering, Job was crying. Job was going through. That is the Holy Ghost that came down. And that same voice that spoke out of the world is strangely. And God spoke to Job and told Job, stand up as a man. Where were you when the morning stars sang to heaven? When the sons of God? Where were you?
Oh, yeah, man.
It's not hallelujah. Because God, by His Spirit, is bringing our world a remembrance. Remembrance of things that we have forgotten. Do this in remembrance of me. What are you remembering? And then the universal eye will say, Christ. Love them. your overcoming the wrath of death that shall use as our work as I fear.